This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
I just like the music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved in the conversation. Don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't kind of, sort of. Get involved in the conversation, seriously. I appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time that you spend on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly, again, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, understanding what's going on. And I say that because as many people, you guys know, if you've been with me any length of time, you know how crazy I get when you spew the party line. It makes me nuts. So get informed, get engaged, get an understanding. Get a cannoli. I don't know. Whatever makes you happy, let's get rolling with it. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a lousy week, sometimes twice, let you know what's going on, topics you're going to be discussing. You can go to the website and buy a coffee mug. No, really, truly, buy a coffee mug. And, you know, coffee tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. Now, Tammy doesn't drink coffee, but I'm sure she'd agree with me. Right? Just nod. It's okay. Thank you. I feel better when she does that. I figure somebody's listening.
Whatever you say, honey.
Thank you. There you go. Keep taking them pills, lady. Anyway, I appreciate the time you spend with me. Again, if you want to be part of the conversation, if you want an update, it was funny. I ran into somebody today and said, hey, I'm getting your text. Thank God I'm getting your text. I thought you went off the air. You know why? Because he wasn't getting the Facebook messages. So if you want to get messages from texting or a text message, you can do it by texting TRS for the real side, TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131, and then you'll be notified as to what's going on the show. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being with us, being part of us. I appreciate it so much. All right. I figured today we're going to do all kinds of crazy stories because I enjoy them so much. I really do. This is the stuff that drives me over the top and really makes me worried for society. You know what I mean? But a new study says that calling breastfeeding natural is unethical because it enforces gender roles. Right? Think about that. The female of any species is the one that provides milk for the babies. How is it? What do you want? I don't know. What would you say? I mean, what name would you change it to? Well, you looking for the picture? It's not a gross picture. You know? Says, and think about it. You have to wonder what it would be like to live in a place that's less insane than, you know, than the West, okay? And what it must be like for people who live outside the West to watch a once great nation like the United States of America fall prey, not just to bad ideas, but to stupid ones. Ones that utterly defy common sense. It's like a few minutes ago, putting tampons in the men's room. As Lawrence Peters once mused, sometimes I wonder whether the world is being run by smart people who are putting us on by imbeciles who really mean it. The latest example comes to you from the Independent Women's Forum. Here's what it says, the study that they have. Describing breastfeeding as natural is unethical because it reinforces gender roles. All right? It's ethically inappropriate for government and medical organizations, all right, swallow hard, to describe breastfeeding as natural. Because the term enforces rigid notions about gender roles. And here's my problem. I am, my DNA dictates that I am male. Now, if we decide to re-tag those, relabel those terms, that's one thing. But right now in the dictionary, there is male and female. There is Y and X. And right now, as a male, we had four kids. For some odd reason, as the male, after the children were born, I was physically incapable of breastfeeding those children. It would have been painful and unproductive for both of us, I guarantee it. I mean, think about that. It gets worse. Coupling nature with motherhood can inadvertently, this is what they're writing, can inadvertently support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women in family. Coupling nature with motherhood. I'm sorry. Motherhood is motherhood. It's the person, the human, whose body that thing came from, whose body has been determined by Mother Nature, whose body has been set up chemically by God or Mother Nature, if you prefer, to provide life-saving, life-giving milk to that child. Not man, not old white men, not old white Republican conservatives. This is why you sound so foolish. You start yelling at us to try to make us sound intolerant. You just sound foolish. It's that simple. The argument goes on to say that the problem is it defines the role of men and women. Again, as I said earlier, I could try to breastfeed my kids. Ain't going to work. My body was not set up to do that. I love this. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. This is hilarious. You're going to enjoy the story. Don't go far. Lots more crazy stories coming up. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Ah, oh, choking myself here. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and so on. And you got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be part of. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. Lots going on. And again, I do so much appreciate your time with us. Okay, I just want to get back to it. If you head up to the website, there's ways you can help the show. You can help it through Patreon. You can help it by buying a shirt. You can help it. There's so many things you can do to make it a little better for us. All right, I've been talking about this whacked story, and I'm going to hit. I won't send a whole segment on this. About a new study that shows that breastfeeding, or suggesting that natural breastfeeding in any way is unethical because it enforces, like, you know, the gender culture or something. I don't even know what they're calling it. And they're saying, by coupling, this is the part that really, like, freaks me out. By coupling nature with motherhood, you support biologically deterministic arguments about the roles of men and women. So, in other words, you shouldn't just assume that the woman should do the breastfeeding. I want you to let that sink in. Okay? So let's just say I agree from a standpoint. Let's not call her the woman anymore, and let's not call it the men, because that seems to really make them mad. So let's call it human type A and human type B. How's that? Would they still have the same problem? I would love to get one of these loons on the show, but they won't. For some odd reason, they won't come on. And it's always open. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free. So if human type A has the equipment or does not have the proper equipment required to feed the human type C, we'll say, because it's still so small, hasn't decided what it is yet, and human type B does have the parts and pieces to feed human C, how is that biological? Well, they probably still call that biologically deterministic. Why? Because human type B has the breasts that are required to hold the milk to feed the baby. You see how stupid this gets? You see how utterly asinine their line of thinking becomes? The U.S. Okay, let me see. Let's see. The study notes that in recent years, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the World Health Organization, also several state departments of health, have all promoted breastfeeding over bottle feeding, using the words natural. But it is natural. This is where I part ways with those people talk about reproductive health. They don't mean it. Because reproductive health would be making sure that the reproductive system went through with the job it's tasked to do. But the study notes in recent years that now listen to these organizations, U.S. Department of Health, right, and Human Services, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the World Health Organization, three major organizations, among others, promote breastfeeding over bottle feeding because it's natural and better for the baby. But they don't think so. But they don't use a chemical reason why it's worse for the baby. It's just worse for the PC, the politically correct. You know what? I'm not going to call them the PC police anymore. I'm going to call them the PCG, the politically correct goons, because there's no other word for it at this point. Absolutely none. When you really, listen, as a human, with hopefully two brain cells to rub together, I'm losing my mind over this kind of thing. If you really think that natural breastfeeding of a baby as the norm is bad, you got some bad schooling. You got some bad parenting. There isn't anything more natural for the human body. Let's, again, I don't take God out of the equation. I do it for you because some of you get all religious freaked out. But let's say there is no God. There's only Mother Nature. Things have evolved through evolution. Well, apparently evolution wants the female of the species to feed the human offspring. There's no other way. It doesn't want the male because the kid is starved to death. Even if they call yourself a male and you don't have the right equipment, or a female and you don't have the right equipment, you're going to starve that kid to death. It is the natural. Whether you like it, it is the natural way. It is the way that Mother Nature intended for us to feed our kids. It is the way that Mother Nature intended for that baby to get the chemicals, the milk, the nutrients it needs to live and survive. And to think that science is always so much better, you're wrong. And those of you who say, you come a long way in science and we should approve and embrace these. Why don't you have the same feeling about abortion? Science has come a long way. Keep that baby alive from 19 weeks forward. Right? Can show you the heartbeat. And you still say it's okay to stop it. You are definitely a confused lot of people. But their big beef is they want breastfeeding described as natural to be banned. They don't want it to happen anymore. Now, can you imagine looking at your wife as she's breastfeeding your little guy and saying, "That's unnatural. What are you doing?" All right, I got to move on. I can't beat this. This will eat up my whole hour. I can go off on this and off on this. And you know where this comes from. This comes from those elitists who know so much more than you. They're so much better educated. You know, my dad used to say it, it's so true. They're so educated, they're idiots. Right? I mean, really, you know so much, or you perceive yourself as knowing so much, that you can't be taught anything. You can't be told anything. So here, this ought to scare you. When Jerry Brown seems to be the most sane guy in Sacramento, we have a problem, don't we? Now, I know Jerry, this isn't a totally positive piece about how Jerry feels about the Republican Party, what have you. But Jerry now is saying, hey, my people have gone too far. California is getting ready to, here's what they got, here's what they're doing and thinking about. We have a gas tax, one of the highest in the country, if not the highest in the country. Now they're talking about a mileage tax, so they're gonna tax it when they put it in your car, and they're gonna tax it as you burn it off. Yeah. Now if you think about that, there's also taxes on the tires you bought, state and federal taxes. So for using the roads of this state that are in horrible shape, you get taxed three times already. That's right. The Cal legislative loons haven't met a tax that they don't like. And we're gonna talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, this is The Real Side.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
High-level U.S. and Canadian officials meet behind closed doors to focus on the strong alliance between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of State James Mattis following the meeting.
We are united in the North American Air Defense Command, where Canadian and U.S. fighters together guard the skies above North America and our 360 million people.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked to touch on the two Canadians that have been detained in China.
The unlawful detention of two Canadian citizens is unacceptable. They ought to be returned.
returned. The United States has stood for that, whether they're our citizens or citizens of other countries. We ask all nations of the world to treat other citizens properly, and the detention of these two Canadian citizens in China ought to end.
China is holding the two on suspicion of activities that it says endangers China's national security. According to Bloomberg News, President Donald Trump named Mick Mulvaney Director of Office of Management and Budget as his acting White House Chief of Staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Some messed up white people.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. You know? If you head up to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address. I send you an email once a week. We talk about the issues of the day. I let you know who's going to be the show. That kind of stuff. Right? Anyway, did I move into the next story yet?
You set it up, yes.
I did?
Jerry Brown and the Dems.
Oh, Jerry Brown. I remember him. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jerry Brown may be the last, I don't know, pseudo-sane person up there in Sacramento, and I'm not a fan of his. But he called out things, you know, I can't tell you how many Democrats will tell me, no, we'd be better off if Democrats ran everything. Right. I mean, it's going over so well for Chicago, right? Just give it some thought. But Jerry Brown said that Democrats are becoming too radical for majority of voters. The weakness of the Republican Party has let the Democrat Party, he said, I think, go get further out than I think the majority of people want. Well, Jerry, I got a problem. They're not paying attention, my friend. There's plenty of opportunity for Republicans if they just pause, look at the world as it really is, and try to come up with something in the tradition of Lincoln and Eisenhower and other great Republicans. That's great. The only problem is, it doesn't matter what we come up with, you guys lie and steal elections. I mean, sorry, it's the truth. You know, there was something that happened in California and other places. And I know some people get mad at me when I say, okay, they stole the election because they took advantage of a legal loophole, which is what's called ballot harvesting. But seriously, when you look at ballots that came in, 6 and 7 days after the election, well, listen, for real, if I put my ballot on time on Tuesday into the the mailbox, and it shows up 6 days later. Maybe what we need to do is to overhaul the Postal Service. What do you think? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So I don't know if you guys heard this. And what is her name? She just got married. Mika Brzezinski. Yeah, apparently she called Mike Pompeo a butt boy. Right? Yeah, she called Secretary of State Mike Pompeo a butt boy for defending the Saudi crown in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. What's that? Oh, it is tolerant. For them, it's tolerant, right? It's okay for them because, in their mind, it's true. So, therefore, it's okay. She said, please allow me to say this face-to-face, she said at the beginning of a 6 a.m. show when nobody was out of bed yet. The term is crass and offensive, and I apologize to everybody, especially the LGBTQ community, and to my colleagues. Can you imagine putting the shoe on the other foot? Can you imagine one of us calling Obama or Hillary a butt boy, butt girl, whatever? Using a derogatory term like that? Right? We wouldn't be able to apologize. The apology wouldn't matter. And we've seen it happen time after time. No, the apology wouldn't matter at all. The fact that we said it would be the bad thing. Right? On Wednesday, Brzezinski slammed Pompeo for his defense of the Crown Prince, who the CIA concluded ordered the murder of the dissident Washington Post journalist. She said, I understand that Donald Trump doesn't care, Brzezinski said on the air Wednesday, but why doesn't Mike Pompeo care right now? You know, it's really pathetic, and the pathetic deflections that we just heard. When he appeared on Fox and Friends, is that a patriot speaking or wannabe dictator butt boy? I'm dead serious. I mean, her comments drew criticism from many, but really? I mean, Richard Grenell, who is openly gay, and he's U.S. ambassador to Germany. This is, you know, it's always funny to me how they accuse Trump of being racist, homophobe, phobophobe, all this stuff. Hating women, but yet he's appointed more women to positions than any of the other presidents before him. Right? He's appointed blacks and gays, or gay people, excuse me. Right? He's made all these appointments, and it's not for PR purposes, because it obviously doesn't help him now, does it? So you can't say that's what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What do I have? Oh, yeah, that's the Mika thingy. What a kick that is. All right, let's hit some more of these. I mean, I love the crazy stuff. The crazy stuff makes me very, 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 very happy. And, you know, the Chuck Schumer, and Chucky's going to be a wealth, just a never-ending bucket full of stories. So apparently now Schumer tweeted a message about Trump in Spanish. Because, you know, there was no chance of anybody translating it, sending it out, or sending it around. Because apparently Chucky's the only one to speak Spanish. Right? But he gets skewered by James Woods. Earlier this week, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer and his pro-illegal immigration pal, Nancy Pelosi, were publicly humiliated during an open negotiation with President Trump. Their discussions got a little heated over the funding of the wall at the southern border. Now, during the public meeting where multiple cameras were present, President Trump called out both Nancy and Chucky for refusing to support his efforts to keep America safe. Now, he said it was safe from an invasion of illegal aliens. He vowed to shut down the government if he can't get the Senate to agree to fund the $5 billion he needs to finish construction. But here's the problem. I always said this, and I believe it to be true. The Democrats hate the interweb. And the reason they hate it is because it's too hard to scrub the whole thing. It's too hard to hide things. People put stuff up all over the place. Which is why now they have such allies in Facebook and Google and Twitter. Because since most of the information, most of the content is sitting on those platforms, it's easy to hide and get rid of. But you can't get rid of it all. And again, that's why they hate it. So in October of 2013, Barack Obama and the GOP shut down the government after Republicans refused to raise the debt ceiling. Of course, unless Obama agreed to defund Obamacare. Now, Barack went out of his way to make sure Americans feel the pain of the government shutdown by closing all veterans' war memorials. Right? Figured that would hurt the Republicans. The shutdown lasted 16 days, and we still spent billions of dollars. The day after the public negotiations at the White House, Senator Schumer tweeted a message in Spanish as a way to show Spanish-speaking illegal aliens living in America the Democrats have their backs. Has the man ever sent out a tweet in English that told the American people that he had their backs? I wonder if he's ever done that. Now I'm going to screw this up, but I'll try to read it anyhow. Una y otra, y otra, y otra vez. What the heck does that mean? Put that in the translator. Anyway, basically what he said. Over and over again, he said, is more than 20 times. He said, Donald Trump, he wants to throw a tantrum and close the government. The American people can't afford it. Conservative actor James Wood absolutely skewered him with this response. He says, you don't even try to hide it anymore, do you, you duplicitous weasel? He must have taken some of my lines, because I say the same thing. They don't even try to hide where they stand. They don't even try to hide the fact that they're more in love, they're more enamored with the illegals than they are with the American populace. And a matter of fact, you know, it's really funny because you can see it with the Dems. They are more in love with the left-wing, socialist-loving loons in cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, and so forth than they are with you people in the middle of the country. And the flyover states, they make fun of you. You people in the middle of the country that work 9 to 5, that work farms, that love God and country, and you're conservative, but you happen to be Democrats, they make fun of you. How wonderful. How tolerant. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really mean that. I am very much pleased and happy when you get involved, when I see you talking and dealing with each other and just helping each other out. That's always good, too. Seriously. You know what? I've got so much stuff here I want to get through. We see. We would, you already know about Ted Lieu, who would love to regulate free speech, and he is a legislator here in California, right? Another guy that has such a love for the Constitution. You know, the funny thing about it is they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and these guys are going to actively work, and they do. They work their ways around it. That was Gavin Newsom, soon to be governor, Gavin Newsom. I mean, him saying point blank, look, the Second Amendment might give you an all right for guns, but it does not give you a guarantee of ammunition. Right? I mean, pretty, I got to tell you, I'm impressed. Then we're going to talk about the Irish woman who married a ghost of a 300-year-old pirate. Now, she says they've split up for now. How do you know? Just asking. Also, a new study that says white liberals dumb themselves down, ready for this, when they speak to black people. I've seen some, I won't call them Dem friends, but I've seen some Dems I know do that. The way they speak to people online and such. Pretty disgusting, if you ask me. Imagine if we did it, or even looked like we were doing it. Can you imagine what would happen? Seriously? Seriously? Anyway, the we were talking a little bit about the James Wood. How James Wood just cut Chuckie Schumer down. Chuckie put out a tweet that basically told the illegals that he had their back. I won't get into the whole thing. We'll post it later. Be lovely, lovely to see him or Nancy Pelosi or anyone else talk about having the Americans people back. That would just be so different. Senator Schumer and his fellow Democrats seem to be making a mistake by believing that legal Mexican Americans are against building a wall. They really believe that. It's an affront. It's immoral. It's terrible, especially to those already here. No, it's not Chuckie. Too bad Chuck Schumer didn't read the recent Breitbart News article, or even check with legal Hispanics to see how they felt about it. Right? Where Americans with Latino heritage are concerned, and they've been voicing their concerns over the Democrats' lax policies in immigration, they actually want U.S. troops to stop the massive migration caravans. These are Latinos that are already here. Now, I know, I'd love to know how they got here and all this other stuff, but that's beside the point right now. So more than a third of Americans with Latino heritage in close races do not think Democrats will be tough enough to curb migration. Half of the nation's Latinos want U.S. troops deployed to stop the migration. Half of the Latinos want to stop the migrant caravans. The huge CBS poll of 6,500 registered voters in battleground states show that 38% of Americans with Latino heritage don't think the Democrats' pro-migration policies are tough enough. Now, Americans aren't the only one who want to stop the mass influx of immigrants. A Pew Research study from the spring of 2018 shows that 27 nations polled, and only Japan wants more immigrants moving to their country. Other places around the world, in the U.S., only 24% of Americans want more immigrants. All right, so Chuckie, for all intents and purposes, Chuckie and Nancy again are siding with the minority, the 24%. I'd like to know who they are. And when they come in, can we move them to your backyard? Can they move in? Do you have jobs for them in your business? 44% of Americans want immigration numbers to stay about the same. And 29 want fewer. Together, the 27 countries surveyed by the center have more than half of the world's international migrants. The U.S. has almost 45 million. Right? It has the largest foreign-born population in the world, followed by Saudi Arabia. And then Germany, they're kind of tied. Russia's a little below that. So now, when you have the actual numbers, Chuckie, when you know how the American feel, Chuckie, does it really matter what you think anymore? But he'll say yes. They're much smarter than we are. And the proof is, when you see numbers like this, they don't care. The only time they use poll numbers is when they go against President Trump. Then they use the poll numbers. Then all of a sudden they have some validity. They actually mean something. Isn't that amazing? Oh, this was good news. You'll like this one. Obamacare has been ruled unconstitutional. Don't pass out. Look at her. She's smiling. by a Texas judge. Was that? Well, it has to come up. It has to come up to them in such a way to make it workable. Anyhow, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, or the Unaffordable Care Act by some, was struck down by a Texas judge on Friday, a move that could suddenly disrupt the health insurance status of millions of Americans. Now, the decision comes amid a six-week open enrollment period. Texas, along with 19 other states, had argued to the U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor that they'd been hurt by the jump in the amount of people utilizing state-backed insurance. When Congress cut the tax penalty from the program in 2017, the states claimed that it essentially undercut the Supreme Court's reasoning for finding former President Barack Obama's signature legislation constitutional. The remainder of the ACA is non-severable from the individual mandate, meaning that the act must be invalidated in whole, O'Connor wrote. Now, O'Connor is a conservative Republican appointee who previously blocked other Obama-era policies. As I predicted all along with Obamacare, has been struck down as an unconstitutional disaster, President Trump tweeted. Now Congress must pass a strong law that provides great health care and protects pre-existing conditions. Mitch and Nancy, get it done. Don't you love how he throws it back on them? I do. I think it's great. It's right up in their face, throws it on them, becomes their headache. I think it's wonderful. Was anybody really surprised? I mean, it's not a done deal yet, obviously. It'll get brought all the way to the Supreme Court again. California and other states have ruled against, states ruled against by the judge will likely challenge the decision by appealing it to the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Today's ruling is an assault on 133 million Americans with pre-existing conditions, on the 20 million Americans who rely on the ACA, consumer protections for health care, on Americans' faithful progress towards affordable health care for all Americans. That's according to Xavier Becerra, California's Attorney General. He's such a peach, too, but sorry for another day. The ACA has already survived more than 70 unsuccessful attempts to repeal. Well, okay, so here's the reality of that. There were 61 votes taken by the Republicans. Waste of time and energy to totally repeal Obamacare while Obama was in office. So he could he would veto your whatever you came up with, the repealing of. Then they would have to take it for two-thirds of a vote. They never had two-thirds. It was a waste of time. It was a parliamentary procedure hoping to get the low IQ people in this country to see the Republicans as doing something. They did nothing with it. The judge's decision vindicates President Trump's position that Obamacare is unconstitutional. This is according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Once again, the president calls on Congress to replace Obamacare and act to protect people with pre-existing conditions. We expect this ruling will be appealed to the Supreme Court. Pending the appeal process, the law remains in place. Right? Now, Democrats, you can imagine, were out of their minds with the decision, screaming about it. While the absurd ruling of the court will be immediately appealed, Republicans are fully responsible for the cruel decision and for the fear that they've struck in the hearts of millions of families across America. No, numbers are not feelings. Numbers are real. That is a bad bill, a bad law. It's actually hurting younger people, not helping them. That's actually hurting people of little means, not helping them. But Congress never goes back and check on both sides. They never go back and check this stuff out, make sure it's working properly. This thing was a nightmare from day one. And who it covered, and how it covered, how it was paid for, who subsidized it, how it got subsidized, who was entitled to subsidies. Yep. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up. I mean, even crazier stories in the next hour. We'll be back.